This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, November 17th. Lake Waccamaw residents can have their say on a proposal to tighten rules about fences and structures along the lakefront tomorrow at 5 p.m. The proposed new town ordinance would require fences to be at least 50% open to protect the view of the lake. The board is expected to vote on the ordinance after the hearing. County commissioners tonight are expected to review a final draft of the proposed cell tower ordinance. Commissioners will also be asked to give Columbus Regional permission to sell two properties across from the hospital. The board will also vote on the final phase of a sewer project on property owned by the Jobs Foundation. A local man was charged with meth possession and child abuse at a Whiteville motel Thursday. John Warren Richardson, age 52, of Old 74 Highway Chadron, was held without bond. Deputies were alerted that he was at the Holiday Motel and had outstanding warrants, according to the report. When he was arrested, deputies found marijuana and crystal methamphetamine that was easily accessible to children in the room. Look for more on this story on our website. A registered sex offender was arrested Thursday when he was flagged by the Whiteville High School computer system. Augustin Rojas Jr., age 46, was held under a $1,000 secured bond. He's charged with a single felony count of being a sex offender on school property. The school resource officer at WHS was called to the office after Rojas logged onto the visitor registration computer. The visitor management system identified Rojas as a sex offender, according to the report. In Friday night football action, East Columbus stunned North Stokes with a 32-21 victory. Whiteville fell to Aiden Grifton in a hard-fought game of 27-26. South Columbus had a long ride home from Elizabeth City, where they lost 56-21 to the Northeastern Eagles. Sunday was the 19th anniversary of the deadliest day in Columbus County history. On November 16, 2006, an F3 tornado struck Riegelwood. It destroyed multiple homes and killed eight people in a community off of Old Lake Road. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. The goal this year is to help 200 families. The Boys and Girls Home is going to host the Thankful Christmas Concert and Nativity Show Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. There'll be special music starting at 3, and thousands of nativity sets will be on display and for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. Spring registration is underway at Southeastern Community College. Two popular courses are significantly lower in cost this year. The electrical lineman's course will be free, and the truck driver training program's registration fee will also be waived. For more information, drop by the college or log on to sccnc.edu. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department is going to host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night, as well as November 26th at the firehouse. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes available every night starting at 7 p.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to three children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by the Carolina Arts.